For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Two St. Louis County lawmakers want to require police in Missouri to wear body cameras and to undergo diversity training in the wake of the unrest in Ferguson. Marshall Griffin has the details.
Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City says changes are needed to, quote, protect Missouri citizens from being abused by overzealous law enforcement. She's planning to file a bill that would limit the use of tear gas, require a special prosecutor be appointed whenever a cop shoots an unarmed suspect, and ban police from verbally abusing protesters. House member Sharon Pace from North St. Louis County is proposing legislation that would require diversity training and regular psychological evaluations for police officers. Both proposals by Pace and Chappelle Nadal would also require officers to wear body cameras while on duty. The 2015 legislative session starts next month. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Supreme Court is hearing arguments against city ordinances that use traffic cameras to ticket people for running red lights or speeding. The High Court was to hear appeals Tuesday in three separate cases challenging traffic camera ordinances by municipalities in St. Louis and St. Charles counties and in St. Louis City. Lower courts have invalidated the local ordinances in part because they say the ordinances conflicted with state laws governing traffic violations. The cities have appealed. State legislators considered bills earlier this year that would have set forth a legal framework for traffic enforcement cameras, but the measures failed to pass during the session that ended in May. For the Columbia Regional Airport, bigger jets means better service for the region. KBIA reporter Hannah Yates has more.
Mayor Bob McDavid announced in a press conference today that American Airlines will be servicing daily nonstop routes from Columbia to Dallas-Fort Worth and Chicago with a larger jet aircraft. American Airlines currently facilitates these routes at Columbia Regional Airport with an older aircraft model, which has a capacity of 44 to 50 passengers. McDavid says new jets will help increase the capacity, allowing more passengers to fly per day.
This will increase our passenger capacity at Columbia Regional Airport by 30%. The new aircraft will allow over 250 passengers a day to fly in and out of Columbia Regional Airport.
McDavid says the new aircrafts can seat up to 65 passengers and contains both first class and main cabin seating. Service on the new aircraft will begin to Chicago in January of 2015 and to Dallas-Fort Worth in February 2015. For KBIA News, I'm Hannah Yates.
President Barack Obama says he wants to make sure that federal programs that provide Pentagon equipment to police departments, quote, aren't building a militarized culture. Obama says that in the wake of the shooting of an unarmed 18-year-old man in Ferguson, he wants to make sure to build better trust between police and the communities they serve. Obama spoke after a meeting Monday with elected officials and law enforcement, as well as religious and civil rights leaders at the White House. The White House announced it wants more police to wear cameras that capture their interactions with civilians. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.